you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
As an ex-goggle boxer and still avid TV watcher, I'm very excited, boys. Guess what comes back next year? Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Oh, yes. Good show.
It's been away for 2 years. I don't know. That's ridiculous.
they needed content.
I don't think they have. They've always got content, but they haven't completely revealed the cast.
Ooh, there's some ins and outs.
So there could be a few that have dropped out, or maybe they've been dropped.
Ooh.
I don't know. But if they're looking for a new cast, like I would like to put my hand up, but I could not be a Real Housewife. I'd be fun. I wouldn't be catty enough.
Right.
You have to be a bit of a mole.
Okay.
All right. Nicer sense of the word.
Fair enough. And we could have a bit of fun with this actually on 13, 10, 60. Seeing they haven't completely locked down the Real Housewives of Melbourne cast, if you think you could be on the show, call us and let us know and have a chat with us, and we could pass it on to the producers and say, hey, what about this housewife?
Yeah, you have to be pretty catty. Like, do you remember Jackie? Jackie, married to the silver chair guy.
Yes.
Love her.
She's a great
petty flirt. Not on it in the last season. I don't know why.
Petty flirt.
They used to go each other well.
Let's have a listen.
I used to clean windows. I used to vacuum floors.
That's
I used to clean
toilets. That's good for you.
And I said, I remember where I come from. You don't. You think you're king shit. When we're at the beach, you started crying. Boo hoo. What? Because nobody said you look fabulous.
Whoa. Yeah, Jackie. What about Gina, though? Gina's just as bad.
Oh, Gina's the queen.
Oh, check this out.
You left makeup all over my bathroom. You wore stilettos on my $40,000 synthetic tennis court. You obviously don't have a tennis court. I do. I spend a lot of time working to pay off the tennis court. Do you own a tennis court? Do you know how expensive synthetic grass is?
Oh, my God.
So relatable. You know what I'd love to see? A Real House Husbands of Melbourne.
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, that'd be a hit show.
They would act too normal, though, for the show. You see, you have to get them in their real habitat.
Yeah, you get them in the pub.
Yeah, well,
And then that's when stories fly around.
Wouldn't they just sit around and just watch the footy?
Yeah, golf, footy, pubs.
Boring show.
Oh, no,
yeah, but blokes...
No, and blokes get into it way as much as women.
The best thing, it'd be real short. It'd be a short episode, because blokes get on the phone and they're like, my wife will speak to my brother's wife, Megan. They speak for an hour, like three times a day.
Oh.
And I don't know what they talk about. They rehash everything they talk about. And it's like, oh, my God, my brother rings me. I go, hey, man, what are you doing? Yeah. Nothing. Wanting to catch up? Like, yep, see you, bro. That's the conversation.
That's the show, and that would be your show.
That'd be our show.
Call us right now, though, if you think, and this is, honestly, we producers listen to the show, we can pass on the audio. If you think you'd be a good Real Housewife of Melbourne, call us, tell us about your life.
This is your audition.
131060.
This is your chance.
Don't be shy. 131060 is the number here at The Fox.
1019.
The Fox.
Oh, look, I'm so sorry, Evie. I mean, it was a very, very good phone topic. Real Housewives of Melbourne returning in 2020. We simply opened the phones and said, would you make a great Real Housewife?
Yeah.
Have a chat about why you'd be great. That normally would go really well on the show.
But what happened?
Well, those callers can't get through because our phones continue to be jammed with people trying to win Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Do you know what that's called? Traction.
It's called annoying.
Oh, it's called.
You've given away the answer. What Fev has done, Evie, is he's given away the answer on our Instagram, Fifi Fev Buyer, and he's literally given the answer. Right? So now everyone's trying to win $10,000 because literally all of Melbourne knows the answer. Here's the noise.
But do they?
And here's one of the clues he gave yesterday afternoon on this radio station with Tim Lee.
Schmaby Schwartz.
Mate! Mate, what are you doing, Fev?
Not the answer, though.
Well, it's really close. Anyway, he's going to open the phones after 8 o'clock, so we'll try and get on with the show, and hopefully other phone topics won't be ruined with people trying to win $10,000.
Let's just play music, then.
Well, no.
1019.
The Fox.
Well, this is unfortunately, it's not over.
It's Fev. Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise. It's Fev's. Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
We told me to play it, the mystery noise.
Yeah, I'd love you to, Byron.
All right, okay. Here's Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up soon, we're going to have our, hopefully, second and final guest.
I just realised, we've had one guest.
They nearly got it right.
Sorry, the noise, which doesn't roll off the tongue, by the way, the noise is so obvious, and the clues you've given have just given away the answers, that when this goes off at 8 o'clock...
It's been 8 clues in a day and a half.
All the phones.
It will be the second caller to even try and win the money.
Yes.
What a failure.
And Mikey, our amazing package deliverer.
He's an audio producer.
He's come up...
He doesn't work for FedEx.
He's come up with... The journey it's been so far.
But it's just been a day.
Hey, play the button, bro.
Here's the package.
Play the button.
The $100,000 secret sound, which Fifi made. I wasn't real happy about that.
If you know this sound, I am going to walk out and never come back.
It was too hard.
So you didn't like that she knew it and you didn't?
Yeah, it went for a long time, so I thought to myself,
I'm going to make up my own noise.
Get around it, Melbourne.
Have you cleared this for Fifi?
No. Yeah. It's worth 10 grand, and the amount of clues I'm going to give away, what? They're going to be easy clues. I'm going to give them away whenever I want. I golf yesterday, told a few people.
That's not how it works.
People on Insta asked me, and I told them.
You did tell them.
Yeah. That's the whole point. Yeah. I want to give people money. Okay. I've been telling people what it is.
Don't tell people what it is.
What do you mean?
Well, then it's not a secret or a mystery or anything. It's just you telling people.
It's just a noise.
Does Husey know what it is?
Let's play the noise to Husey.
The stapler. Is it a stapler?
I just text you the answer, bro.
Do you want me to say it on air?
No.
Why are you texting him?
I just told Husey what it was, and I've been hammered on my Instagram, guys. 99% of you have got the right answer.
When you listen back to that very short journey package, because it's been a day, do you look back and go, I could have done this better?
No. I think it's great. And
he's
I think Melbourne
so
loved
proud
it.
Of himself.
I'm really proud.
Why are they here? Who are they?
Speaking about my little friends over here.
Who are they?
Well, Byron, here we go. Oh, I've got a little credit for you to read, mate. They don't come for free.
What have they got to do with this mystery noise?
Read it, bro.
Check out Mariachi Los Romanticos exclusive performance on the 19th of October in Fitzroy North.
There's more.
Why don't you just pay them cash?
There's more.
Then I wouldn't have to read all this stuff.
Read the rest of it.
Tickets at it's a long website. Tickets, that's okay.
It's a Mariachi Los Romanticos.
That's not it. Tickets at mariachilosromanticos.com.
Now, boys, they're in the studio. Play us out with my jingle.
I don't understand the fit. I don't.
Take it away, boys.
Hey. Oh, he's going to sing.
Fox. Right now, it's one of our favourite games to play with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
I hear you talking, it's caused confusion. Is your accent real or fake? I'm just not sure.
I reckon he's real, but I reckon he's fake.
But I am suspicious, I have more questions. But you need to keep on speaking, cause I have to know for sure. Is it real or fake?
That's fake.
Clearly fake.
True.
Is it real or fake? Is the accent real, a real, a real, or is it a fake, a fake, a fake?
I don't know.
131060, get ready to call us either in your normal speaking voice or if you want to put on an accent and try and trick us. We had some A-list celebrity support for this last week, Evie.
We certainly did. We interviewed an extraordinary actor, James McAvoy. He's in It, Chapter 2, which actually was number one over the weekend, box office. And he does really amazing accents for a job.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this is what his advice is.
Because he barely ever plays a Scot, does he? I mean, he's always playing
American. Right.
So if you're going to
ever do this job, I mean, ring up and play this part, you need to take his advice.
When you're doing an accent, and it's any accent, quite often people do accents, their voices go up a little bit higher for some reason. They start speaking from their throat, just consciously lower your voice because you'll just get it back down to a normal thing and your voice will sound normal again.
Good advice.
Great advice.
It's so true too.
I reckon that's my favourite accent.
Do you want to have a little go? Do you want to try and fool us now? If we shut our eyes and it wasn't you. So hang on, it's not Fev, guys. It's just a caller. Hello, the Fox. Accent's real or fake?
I got to have a little painting. No, I'm not hopeless. Denzel Washington.
Okay, 131060.
That's my Denzel Washington. That's American.
So many people try to do accents and they like inevitably turn Indian.
That always happens,
Fev's
isn't it?
Always turns to Denzel Washington.
No, it's Denzel Washington.
He sort of sounds like Forrest Gump. Yeah. Anyway, 131060, call us now. Either trick us with your accent or just speak to us in your natural accent.
Have a little wee go at it. That was a bit better.
131060.
Not too bad, Dad.
The
Fox. 101.9 The Fox.
Is it real or fake?
That's fake.
Clearly fake.
True.
Is it real or fake? Is the accent real or real or real? Or is it a fake?
I don't know.
Really fun game. You call us. Evie here and Feb. We'll try and guess as to whether or not you're just speaking in your lovely natural accent or whether you're putting it on. Is it real or fake?
Yeah, good game, Byron. Nice and fun. Just to lighten the mood a little bit.
Chris, this is my favourite.
To lighten the mood a bit from when you had a mariachi band in here 10 minutes ago.
We're being real serious this morning. Christy from Glenroy, good morning.
Hello.
Kirsty?
Hello.
Hi there. Helps probably when we say your actual name. Kirsty, start talking.
Not us, yeah. Kirsty.
It's all good.
Hello. Just on my way to work. How are you?
Good. Where do you work?
I work in Thornbury.
Right.
Oh, she really drifted there.
Where are you originally from?
From here.
Oh, okay. And what's your accent?
I'm from Liverpool in the UK.
Okay.
God, this is tricky.
You reckon?
Yeah, because it sounds like she is, but then she could have been here for a long time, right. And it's sort of, she's
hybrid.
Lost it a little bit.
It's hybrid.
I'm going to say you are fake.
I'm going to say you're fake.
Both say fake?
No. I'm real.
Oh!
I knew that. Right,
sort of have you been here a long time and you've gone a bit hybrid?
No. I've only lived here for nearly 3 years, but I always worked in hotels, so my accent's not as strong as some others.
It's still
very strong.
Once you got going, it got strong. Yeah. Okay, that was a mistake.
Fair enough. We'll take one here. Christian Churnside Park, can you please turn your radio down for a start, Chris, and then we will play the game. Take it away. Yes, Chris.
Can I guess the mystery sound?
No, that's a different segment. Thank you, Chris. That's Fev's ultimate mystery noise. You're ruining the show, Fev.
Dave from Waterways. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. What are you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Are you the Russian?
Are you sure your name is Dave?
Well, I changed my name because I was in the Russian Navy for a long time. I was to Melbourne 43 years ago.
Come on.
And now I am living here, but change name. My real name is Miloslav.
But change your name.
I'm in the Russian.
Okay.
I think you're fake.
I think it's fake.
I love to Australia. Very nice place.
He's just fake. We'll move on. Thank you, Dave. Definitely fake.
Well done, Dave.
Can you just speak in your normal voice now, please, Dave?
Yeah, no problem, mate.
Well done, Dave.
Well played.
Will from South Yarra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Good. Where are you from?
Where are you living from?
Yeah, where are you living from?
I live in South Yarra.
Oh, in South Yarra. South Yarra.
Are you trying to be English?
Okay, so this is clearly an accent, and the question is it real or fake accent?
I think it's fake. He's not he's not an English speaking.
Well, what's your accent there? What is it?
The Mexican will take me away if I tell you the truth.
Everyone's confused.
We got to know what the accent is to say whether it's fake or not.
Where are you originally from?
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Okay, so it's from...
Yeah, I think he's real.
You think it's real?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm the real McCoy.
Fev, here is the reveal. I've just been told, as I get looked at from producers, Will from South Yarra is in fact a member of the mariachi band that you've employed this morning. And here's their sponsor credit.
Check out Mariachi Los Romanticos exclusive performance the 19th of October in Fitzroy North. Tickets at mariachiromanticos.com. Byron, maybe you should have a crack at this live read. Mariachi!
Okay.
Could have prepared him a little bit better.
Can we keep the mariachi band away from our phones? And away, they don't even need to be here. It's got nothing to do with your ultimate mystery noise.
Where's your sense of celebration and
no
occasion?
Link.
There is a link.
That was pretty good, though.
What's the link, Fev, between a mariachi band and Fev's ultimate mystery noise? What's the...
Joy.
Yeah, I can see the connection there.
It's 9 to 8.
Happiness.
Here at the Fox.
Yibida, yibida.
No, don't do
101.9. The Fox.
Now, we are, as we speak, trying to get a hold of Scott Cam. We're putting the phone line, just connecting the phones through Channel 9.
Muzzled? Has he been muzzled?
Well, no, he hasn't been muzzled, but let's face it, Evie and Fev, this is Fifi, Fev and Byron. It's been a big week on the blocks.
It's huge.
Starting with this stoush between Mitch and Mark, one of the five couples, Mitch and Mark. There were all sorts of issues between Mitch and Mark and Scotty. It all related to a room that they originally called a party room, which was on the same floor as the bedrooms in the adjoining apartments, and there was all sorts of talk. They then said, no, it's actually a living space. Stop calling it a party room. It's a reference to our sexuality, and it all got really messy. And then here's one of the moments.
By the way, some things were said during the week about my character with regards to you guys, and I don't accept that. I was offended. And I expecting you to say sorry once I explained it, but you didn't say sorry, you said thank you. So that's it.
So then he stormed off there. So that was...
It was riveting TV. Great for ratings.
Now
9 were loving it.
Now, there was a series of different moments, but look, the good thing was last night on the show, Mitch and Mark were able to clear the air on last night.
I think they had to.
Yes.
Because it was obviously, the proof was in the pudding.
Yeah. Here was the apology from Mitch and Mark.
And I was a bit overwhelmed, and I didn't consider what our actions have been. I just want you to know that we sincerely apologise if we offended you, and I'm upset that I might have offended you.
And we were wrong.
Well, that's really nice. Thanks, boys. And you know, I would never have those thoughts in any way whatsoever, and I appreciate it. Let's hug it out. I love that.
And you've got to feel for the guys a bit, because in that, you're under the... You're hot and sweaty, you're tired, you've been working all night and day to build, and sometimes you can say things that you don't mean, and we've all been on TV.
Do.
We do it on the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then they've gone back, looked at it, and then they've gone and apologised, which
and
is
they
great.
Said we
so
were
they,
wrong.
They hugged it out, and we move on.
Yeah, we do move on. And actually, Leon, have we got any luck? Because Scotty, he hasn't done any interviews about any of this. Have we got him?
We're just trying to connect him right now.
Okay, why don't we take a quick break, 60 seconds, to see if we get Scotty on the line here at the Fox. I know there's something Fev has up his sleeve if we don't get Scotty. Oh, in fact, he's here now. I think we do have him. Scotty, you might need to turn your radio down, mate, but you are live on the show. Good to have you back on Fifi, Fev and Byron. Welcome back, mate.
Oh, thank you very much. My radio is down. Everything's fine. Sorry, I was just caught up upstairs.
Right. Not a problem. Not a problem.
You're here now, right. Scotty. Here.
Hey, it's been a big week, Scotty. It's been a big week.
Yep, it's been a big week.
How was that watching it all back?
A little bit of miscommunication, I think, is what happened there.
Yeah.
There's certainly never my intention to offend anybody or marginalise anybody. I certainly was not talking about that in any shape or form. I was talking about a party house.
Yep.
And I was delivering the judges' messages. That's all I was doing. So there was a breakdown in communication. I got a bit offended. They got a bit offended. Then it got resolved in the end.
Yeah, which is the most important thing, Scotty. Can we move on and quickly talk about Jesse? Because do you get on with him now? I mean, because that was the other stoush, Jesse.
Well, he got offended, I got offended, now it's resolved. Nah.
He's an interesting character there. For those who don't watch it, he tends to think he knows everything about everything, and he may not know everything about everything.
He's one of those people.
He's a bit argumentative, basically. He's an argumentative character. He's a good bloke, he's a hard worker. We agree to disagree most of the time. And that's just life on the block. There's a lot of pressure. It's a big build. People are lacking sleep. And sometimes it's best to listen as opposed to... but in other cases, just go for it, and do your thing, So it's all good. He's a good bloke. And he just needs to calm down every now and then. And I'm just the bloke to do it.
Yeah, you are, mate. You are. You're one of the great men. Now, how are they all looking? How are all the pads looking? Are they coming up, up to your expectations at this point in time?
Because they're now done in reality, they're done.
This is
what we're seeing
is right now.
The guys did a fantastic job. They worked so hard. And look, it's no doubt that this, I always say it's the biggest block ever, but this is too big, this block, and we worked that out at about week 5 or 6. Right. This is a bit big.
They're bitten off more than we could chew kind of feeling.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's not me. I didn't have to do it, so I just forced them to do it. and I thought we won't probably do a block this big ever again.
Right.
And, oh wow.
It's really big. And they've done an amazing job for what they had to undertake in the short time that they did it. And we went an extra 2 or 3 weeks. We went to 14 weeks this year. So we were all expected to go home, we had to do another 2 weeks on top of that.
That would make fans
The fans love it,
fans
Scotty.
Would love it going longer.
Quickly, Scotty, what is it? I don't know if you can influence this or make any comment, but some of us on the show did go for a little private tour, and it was such a great experience to see all five. You probably can't answer this. Do you think Jesse is dreaming when he puts a figure of $4 million on his property? It feels a little high.
Is that what he's saying?
Mm. I believe he estimated at $4 million. I don't know, he's nowhere near that.
Well, there's another thing he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Straight up with it. Straight up.
Scotty Cam.
That's his caper.
Yeah, he loves
caper
it.
Caper real estate.
Well, that's it. Wouldn't he know? Shouldn't he know?
But look, you know, real estate agents are quite a bit high, but maybe, I don't know the market as well as him. Maybe he's right. They do. We might be, who knows?
I don't know.
I'm sure that, I don't want to scare off any potential buyers that are listening.
Yeah, time will tell, because Feb's in the market.
I'm in the market, but Byron's also in the market, and he doesn't like that price. But I'm happy with it, Scotty.
Good stuff, Scotty. Mate, it continues tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. It is The Block. We're all watching it. And thanks for taking time, because it's a bit of a stressful week, so thanks.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Look, it's all good now, and certainly I would never compromise anybody in our show, but more so 20% of our 20% of our crew are gay, and they're my best friends that I've worked with for many years, so I wouldn't want to compromise them either.
Absolutely.
Thanks, you're a good man, Scotty.
Well said. It's 8:15 here at The Fox.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Evie Jones sitting in Fief's chair. She will be back on Monday, and she will not be happy with what's going on here, because this show has fallen apart at the seams with our captain away, Fifi Box. This would never happen under her watch.
I don't know if she's captain.
Fief, come back.
This is unbelievable. Now Fev, it's called Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
I think it's joint captain.
It's quite clearly a rip-off of The Secret Sound. There's no denying that it's a complete rip-off. Now, I've got your jingle here.
Don't worry about the jingle, Byron. I've got my own band. Here we go, boys. Play the jingle.
A mariachi band.
Yeah, the mariachi band. Here we go. Okay.
I can barely hear what they're singing. I mean, hey, okay, great. I prefer the recorded version.
I like the mariachi.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
All right,
the
here we go.
One. It's
Fez. Fez Ultimate Mystery Noise. It's Fez. Fez Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Here is the noise, guys. Here is Fez Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Let's play The Journey for a bit.
Oh, The Journey?
Let's play The Journey.
We started it yesterday.
It's been a long time.
Oh, it hasn't been a long time. All right, this will be short.
This is The Journey.
The $100,000 secret sound, which Fifi made. I wasn't real happy about that.
If you know this sound, I am going to walk out and never come back.
It was too hard.
So you didn't like that she knew it and you didn't?
Yeah, it went for a long time, so I thought to myself,
I'm going to make up my own noise.
Get around it, Melbourne.
Have you cleared this for Fifi?
No. Yeah. It's worth $10,000, and the amount of clues I'm going to give away, they're going to be easy clues. I'm going to give them away whenever I want. I golf yesterday, told a few people.
That's not how it works.
People on Insta asked me, and I told them.
Did you tell them?
Yeah. That's the whole point. Yeah. I want to give people money. Okay. I've been telling people what it is.
Don't tell people what it is.
What do you mean?
Well, then it's not a secret or a mystery or anything. It's just you telling people.
It's just a noise.
Does Husey know what it is?
Let's play the noise to Husey.
The stapler. Is it a stapler?
I just text you the answer, bro.
Do you want me to say it on air?
No.
Why are you texting him at the phone?
I just told Yuzi what it was.
Callers can't get through because our phones continue to be jammed with people trying to win Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Do you know what that's called? Traction.
It's called annoying.
And I've been hammered on my Instagram, guys. 99% of you have got the right answer. Now, I've got a little surprise for you guys. I've got my own little mariachi Los Romanticos band.
What are they doing?
Come into the studio.
What's going on?
He's fed with all
been a debacle.
It has, Byron.
Have you looked up debacle in a dictionary?
Debacle?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, look it up.
I'll debacle you in a minute.
Just got a message off one of the housewives, Byron, Jackie Gillies.
One of the real housewives of Melbourne.
And she had these guys play at her birthday.
Yeah, she just messaged us to say they were her birthday bands.
They got traction.
Well, we better plug them because you haven't paid them in cash. And in fact, I'm looking at their promotional poster. There's 16 of them in the band. You've only got four of them. Where are the rest of them?
Yeah, they're sleeping. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cheap.
Can you read that out, please?
Half of a mariachi band here. They are the Mariachi Los Romanticos exclusive performance on the 19th of October in Fitzroy North. Please book them because we haven't paid them. MariachiLosRomanticos.com. All right, so Fev, your clues, you've given away the answers. The phone, what are we doing?
Yeah, all right, the clues were, let's just do it. So what's going to happen is call 131060 now for Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Everyone knows it because you gave it away on our Instagram.
And what we're going to do is all the calls are going to come up on my screen and I'm just going to push one.
You're pushing one.
Yeah, because they go through the producers usually. It's my noise. I'm going to go rogue.
Okay.
And it's fair for everyone, I'm just going to go bang, and whoever rings up, and I push a button, and they get through.
Right. So,
what if they get it wrong?
Well, then we back tomorrow.
Back tomorrow! Hey!
Oh, God, please get it right.
The Mariachi band just got so sad just that they're like, no!
Get it right so that this can be over and done with. Now, Feb, what were the clues again? Run through them.
The clues are very handy multi-purpose square. Fifi might be using them a lot. People at festivals use them. Moist. Can be messy. And the final clue I gave yesterday with Tim Lee is...
Oh, this was really unprofessional.
Maybe Schwartz.
Mate! Mate, what are you doing, Feb?
That's just giving the answer away. I mean, that's terrible radio.
Oh,
all right.
I still love the festival clue.
Everybody calling. Now, normally the producers will say this to you. Please don't be on hands-free. Please turn your radio down. Because also what's going to happen here, Feb, when you just press any button and we go live straight to us without producers involved, we're going to get echo. It's going to be a terrible winning moment.
Turn your radio down.
Well, this is not going to work.
Turn your radio.
Right. Are you pressing the button?
Yeah, I'm going to press it.
You'll have to ask them their name and where they're from.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to go bang.
Okay.
Oh, you pressed one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and what's your name?
Steph.
Jess?
Steph?
Stephanie.
How are you this morning? Where are you from?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well.
I'm from St. Andrews.
You're from St. Andrews. Beautiful part of the world. How would you like to win $10,000 cold hard cash?
I feel a bit sick.
Do you have kids?
No.
No? You married?
No.
Oh, yes, it's all for you.
A lot to herself.
All right,
Steph, let's have a drink if you win.
All right, here's the sound one more time, Steph.
Fevs. What's it called?
Mystery. I'll give that in a second.
Well, it's not a mystery what the thing's called.
It's Fevs' Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Here it is.
Okay. Oh, Steph.
For $10,000, Steph, what is the noise?
Removing a baby wipe from the packet.
Woo-hoo!
Hey! 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 She got it!
Tell her she's won.
You won, Steph!
Yay! We're winners, Steph!
We can't hear the winner because of the band.
How do you feel, Steph? You just won 10 grand. Congratulations, Steph.
I can't believe it.
What are you going to do with the cash?
I'm going to book a holiday for sure.
Steph in St. Andrews.
How did you get it?
Oh, my God.
I thought my clue...
text me. Is that you? Yes, it's me.
I thought my clues were a bit hard.
Yeah, very hard.
Is that the easiest 10 grand you've ever won? Or money you've ever won? Well, congratulations, mate. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Byron, just for one more time, can you please read out the credit for
Do you want the pre-recorded Coles credit or do you want me to say it live?
I want you to do it live.
Okay, the Coles sponsored this. So Coles Express, Steph, are the sponsors of this. Thankfully, this is the last time this will ever go to air, so we're very relieved for that. Coles... Where is it? $1. You can grab a quality coffee quick at Coles Express for $1. Just got to do a quick promotion for the Mariachi band as well that Fev has employed. Just one moment.
Check out Mariachi.
Mariachi Los Romanticos exclusive performance the 19th of October in Fitzroy North. Tickets at mariachiromanticos.com. Byron, maybe you should have a crack at this live read. Mariachi!
Didn't even make sense. Yeah. Thank you. Coles is the primary sponsor. I don't want Coles' message to get lost in all that mariachi
thanks
mess.
Thanks to Coles Express. It's been an amazing journey. That lasted a whole of 3 days.
And less than that.
Congratulations
about
to Steph from St. Andrews. Who's won $10,000. Congratulations, mate. And to send us out to the break, the Mariachi Band! Woo! Hey!
Thank God that's over.
Hey!
101.9 The Fox.
Fev's ultimate... Oh, I can't even say it. Oh, can that contest just go away?
It's gone. It's
Fev's
done.
Fev's ultimate mystery noise did go off this morning on the Fox. If you've just tuned in, of course you knew the answer because he gave it to you through his not-so-cryptic clues. It lasted about a day. It was a waste of everyone's money, but hey, it was good fun. Here was the winning moment about 15 minutes ago.
For $10,000, Steph, what is the noise?
Removing a baby wipe from the packet.
Tell her she's won.
You won, Steph!
Yay, we're a winner, Steph!
We can't hear the winner because of the band. Okay, so anyway, that was the farce that was Fev's ultimate mystery noise. Well done.
Good.
Great to have that winner. $10,000 thanks to Coles Express.
Can I just say my favourite part of that whole thing was when Steph said to whoever had just texted her, yes, it is me on the radio.
It just became an all-in. It was all of Melbourne trying to get through because everyone knew it. Anyway, so that was fun. 19 minutes to 9 here at the Fox. Join in anytime. Oh, the show's back to normal.
Oh,
13,
Byron.
10, 60.
Byron's traumatised. It's okay, Byron.
Mate, we just changed someone's life, mate.
Speaking of celebrations, let's stick with a celebration feel. There's a man in the UK who's been on a 35-year pub crawl.
Wow.
Well, and I was thinking, is it really a pub crawl if you, I mean, because a pub crawl doesn't stop, right? A pub crawl keeps going. You don't go to bed in the middle of a pub crawl.
So he's been going for 35 years. That's good stamina.
Not bad. No, he does go to bed. It turns out he goes to a different pub all the time. That is a pub crawl. You've got to keep going to a different pub. See, if you go to the same pub every week, that's just you going to your local.
Right. You're a drunk.
Yeah. So this guy over the last 35 years, since 1984, has been drinking all across Britain and he's drank his 50,000th...
Pint. He's visited 21,000 public houses, which is obviously a pub. So therefore, he's having two pots nearly in every pub.
This is outstanding.
I mean,
do you guys think about it?
What are your? I mean, I might not ask Fev this question, but Evie, pub crawls. do you have any?
Because
personal...
I think that's a given. That ask it, Fev.
Yeah, I've been on a few.
I've been on a few. Yes, I love a pub crawl.
When I wake up.
You know why I like a pub crawl? Because
mm-hmm.
I like the change of atmosphere.
Yes,
I love to go to a different pub, and you know, every pub you go to, you get rowdier,
right.
And you know, the people in there go, "Oh crap, here comes a pub crawler," and I kind of like that.
Often when you're matching costumes, it's not ideal.
After my pub crawls, Evie Jones, you know, usually last 2 or 3 days because it's a mad Monday.
Wow.
Feels like I've drank 50,000 pints and it feels like I've been to about $21,000
and you look like you have as well.
Because you're real cruel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cruel.
You just stay in bed for a couple of days. But how good's a pub crawl?
Okay.
Oh, it's very Australian.
Fifi, Fev and Byron's pub crawl.
Oh, Fifi'd love that.
Yeah.
I can come back for that.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Tell us if you want to go.
Fifi's going to love this as well. On the 23rd of September, Fifi, Fev and Byron live from the Melbourne Showgrounds, we have the Royal Melbourne Show to ourselves. And the only way to be in there is winning here on the Fox and calling us right now on 13 10 60.
I'm excited. My kids are excited. I can't wait to get there on the 23rd. It's Brownlow morning too, so Brownlow that night. It's a big day in Melbourne.
Guess what else that night is?
What?
Mask Singer starts.
Oh, really?
23rd.
Oh, there you go.
Well, there you, geez, there's plenty going on.
The Big day. I
don't know about the radio. Yeah. All right, Christine from Hoppers Crossing, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to come to the Melbourne show?
I would love to come to the Melbourne show and meet you guys.
You got a couple of tin lids?
I've got the two kids.
Oh, beautiful.
I would love it.
Oh, they're going to have a ball. You're coming.
That'd be great because I know Lenny and Lulu will be there. I'm sure Trixie Box will
be there.
Rock up. So
he's bringing some friends. It's going to be a real
family affair.
Christy from Bacchus Marsh, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you love to come to the Melbourne show?
I would love to come.
Oh, you're coming.
Yay.
This is great. Should we do one more family?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
We were meant to only do one family, but we're just going to...
Yeah, it's Ticket Blurts. Sam from Lara, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm so excited.
You got a couple of kids?
I do. I have three.
All right, you're coming.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you so much.
We'll see you on the 23rd.
Royal
Melbourne
show.
I'm looking forward. Thanks.
Show bags are on us as well, Sam. Vouchers.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
The rides. Don't worry about queuing up because we've got the park to ourselves. It's going to be massive.
Birdie Beetle show bag.
Oh, the Birdie Beetle. The all-new Royal Melbourne show, the show like you've never seen before. You can pre-purchase tickets and save at royalshow.com.au or just keep winning here. Gee, it was a busy morning this morning.
A little bit.
A lot went on, Fev. It wasn't the secret sound. It was Fev's ultimate mystery noise. Did it go? When you look back on the competition, would you ultimately have liked it to go just a little bit longer? It went off very quickly.
It was as smooth as a baby's bum. It went off really well.
Done. All right.
Have we got some audio here?
We do, mate. Yeah? No, we do.
So yesterday I got home and my whole family been copying a lot of DMs and messages because we made the sound. So we all
back
knew.
At the Favola house.
Back at the Favola house and little Daniel Rioli.
And it's the noise, by the way.
Yeah, sound now. It's over. and Daniel Rioli come up to me and he asked this question.
Okay, so this is Daniel Rioli because hadn't Daniel actually, hadn't you put up what Daniel wanted the mystery noise to be?
Yeah, he wanted an iPhone charger clicking into a phone.
So then we posted that on Instagram what Daniel thought the noise should be if he was in charge, if it was Daniel Rioli's mystery noise.
But it wasn't.
Okay, here's Daniel.
Oh, there's people messaging me if it's baby wife. I don't even know what to say. Should I just give it away?
On Insta?
Yeah.
On DM.
DMing me, mate.
Yeah, just tell them.
That's the answer, so I might as well.
Yeah, tell them.
All right, I'll do it.
Well, hang on. So the Richmond Footy Club all knew it.
Yeah, everyone knew it.
So they were trying to get through this morning as well.
Yeah, everyone was trying to get through. The whole of Melbourne was trying to get through. And also Lenny Favola, who's in year 7. And she was going to school and all the kids were hammering at her, saying, what's your dad's secret noise? Mystery noise.
Mystery.
And this is what Lenny had to say.
Dustin Martin could have won the money.
Yeah, he could have.
Okay, here we go.
All my friends were asking if it was baby wipes.
Been copping some DMs. What have they been saying?
So, is the secret sound baby wipes?
It's not called the secret sound.
Oh, sorry. It says ultimate mystery noise.
That's right. Just say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, say yes. Okay. Fine.
Your own daughter doesn't know the name of it.
Yeah, good reset, though. Now, Byron, just quickly, guys, I've been copping a lot of messages and texts about Fev's ultimate mystery noise. It's going to be a long day today. Just watch your space, Byron.
What?
Just watch your space.
Oh, this is not going to happen again, is it?
Well, we're watching a space.
Just watch your space.
Well, the space is, I'm glad it changed someone's life. It was a horrifically run competition. It broke every radio rule. There was a mariachi band in here for no reason, and we're done. I think that's the summary.
I think Byron's going to have a breakdown if you do anything else.
It's going to be a long day today.
All right.
Long day.
Well, watch this space.
Weekdays from 6.
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. Hurry, selling fast. 101.9.